This is the Aviact Merli of the 6th of April 2025. Original date 15th of December 2004. Babdada's special hope is that each of you children give blessings and take blessings. Today, Babdada was looking at the gathering of all his carefree emperors in all directions. This royal gathering only exists at this time of the whole cycle. Because you stay in spiritual intoxication, you are carefree emperors. When you wake up in the morning, you are carefree. While walking, moving around, and performing actions, you are carefree. And when you are sleeping, you sleep in a carefree state. You experience this, do you not? Are you carefree? Have you become this, or are you becoming this? You have become this, have you not? You are carefree and emperors. You are carefree emperors, masters of yourselves, who rule over your physical organs. That is, you have self-sovereignty. So, such a gathering is only of you children. Do you have any worries? Are there any worries? This is because you have given all your worries to the Father. So all of your burdens have been removed, have they not? Worries are finished. You have become carefree emperors, and you are experiencing this invaluable life. The light of purity is automatically sparkling on everyone's head. There is a crown of light on those who are carefree. If you are worrying about anything, if you are carrying any burden with yourself, do you know what appears on your head? The basket of a burden, porter's basket, comes on your head. Therefore, just think. Bring both the crown and the basket in front of you. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the basket or the crown of light? Speak, teachers, which one do you like? You like the crown, do you not? You are the emperors who rule all your physical organs. Purity enables you to adopt a crown of light, and this is why a double crown is shown in the memorial of your non-living images. From the Copper Age, many have become emperors and many have become kings, but none has become double crowned. No one has become a carefree emperor, a master of himself, because the power of purity makes you a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of your physical organs. It makes you victorious. The sign of a carefree emperor is that he is constantly content with himself, and he also makes others content. There is never any lack of attainment to make him discontented. Where there is a lack of attainment, there is discontentment. Where there is attainment, there is contentment. Have you become like this? Check yourself. Am I constantly an embodiment of all attainments and constantly content? There is the praise. There is nothing lacking in the treasure store of not the deities but the Brahmins. Contentment is the elevated decoration of life. It has great value. So, you are contented souls, are you not? Babdada is pleased to see such carefree emperor children. Wah, my carefree emperors, wah. You are wonderful, are you not? Those who are carefree, raise your hands. Are you carefree? You don't worry about anything. Is there a little worry sometimes? No? That is good. The way to become carefree is very easy. It is not difficult. There is the difference of just one letter. It is so easy. That letter is, transform mine, Mera, into yours, Tera. It is not mine, but yours. So, when you write Mera and Tera in the Hindi language, then the difference is just the M and T. But it makes such a difference. So, are all of you those who say mine, or those who say yours? Have you transformed mine into yours? If you haven't done this, then do so. To say mine, mine means to be a servant, to be unhappy. You become servants of Maya, and so you will of course become unhappy. Unhappiness means to become servants of Maya. So you are conquerors of Maya, not servants of Maya. When unhappiness comes, and it does come, because you have had the practice of being unhappy for 63 births, you taste it, so it sometimes emerges. What has Bap Dada therefore said? That each one of you children is a carefree emperor. If even now you have kept some worry somewhere in a corner, then give it away. Why do you keep a burden on yourself? Is it that you have developed the habit of keeping a burden? Since the Father is telling you this, then give him the burden and make yourself light, double light. Is it better to be double light or to carry a burden? So check yourselves very carefully. When you wake up at Amrit Vela, check especially in your subconscious that you don't have any burdens at the present time. Let alone the subconscious, let there not be any experience of a burden, even in your dreams. You prefer to be double light, do you not? So Baba is especially giving you this homework to check yourselves at Amrit Vela. You know how to check, do you not? However, together with checking, don't just check, but also change it. Change mine into yours. Mine, yours. So check and change. Because, as Bap Dada repeatedly tells you, look at both the time, same, and yourself, swayam. Look at the speed of time and the speed of yourself. Then, afterwards, do not say that you were not even aware of the time and it passed by so fast. Some children think that even if their efforts are a little slack now, they will make them fast by the end. However, it is the practice over a long period of time that will be helpful at the end. Become emperors and see this. Some of you have become this, and others have not. We are moving along, we are doing it, we will become complete. You mustn't now be walking or doing, but flying. You now need the flying speed. You have received wings, have you not? You have all received wings of zeal and enthusiasm and courage, and you also have the Father's blessing. Do you remember the blessing? You take one step of courage, and you receive 1,000 steps of help from the Father, because the Father has love for you children in his heart. So the Father cannot bear to see the children he loves labouring. Stay lost in love, and your labouring will end. Is it that you like making effort? you have become tired. You have been wandering around for 63 births, and by wandering around and labouring, you became tired. Then, out of love, to stop your wandering around, the Father has made you into the masters of three thrones. You know the three thrones. You not only know them, but you stay on them. You are seated on your immortal throne. You are seated on Bapdada's heart throne, and you will also be seated on your future royal throne. So Bapdada is seeing all of his children seated on a throne. You won't be able to experience such a heart throne for the whole cycle. What do you Pandavas think? Are you emperors? You are raising your hands. Do not let go of your throne. When you become body conscious, it means you step in the mud. These bodies are also mud, whereas when you remain seated on your thrones, you become emperors. Bapdada is checking the chart of effort of all the children and seeing where each one of you has reached in all four subjects. So Bapdada checked the chart of each child to see to what extent each of you has accumulated all the treasures that Bapdada has given you. So Bapdada checked your account of accumulation. The Father has given equal treasures to all of you. He has given the same amount to everyone. He hasn't given less to some and more to others. What is the sign that you are accumulating these treasures? You know about the treasures, do you not? The greatest treasure is the treasure of elevated thoughts. Thoughts are also a treasure. So it is a great treasure at the present time, because whatever you want to attain, whatever blessings you want to receive, to the extent that you wish to make yourself elevated, you are able to do that at this time. If not now, then never. To waste the treasure of your thoughts means to waste your attainments. Similarly, to waste even a second of your time, if it is not used in a worthwhile way, you have lost a lot. Along with that, there are the treasures of this knowledge, the virtues and the powers. There is also the treasure of blessings from every soul and from God. The easiest thing of all in your efforts is to give blessings and receive blessings. Give happiness and receive happiness. Do not cause sorrow and do not take sorrow. Don't think that you did not cause sorrow, for if you even take sorrow, you would be unhappy, would you not? So give good wishes. Give happiness and receive happiness. Do you know how to give good wishes? Do you know? Do you also know how to receive them? Those who know how to give and receive good wishes, raise your hands. Acha, do all of you know? All of you know it. Acha, do you double foreigners know? Congratulations. Congratulations for knowing how to give and receive good wishes. Congratulations to everyone. If you know how to receive and how to give, what more do you need? Continue to give good wishes and continue to receive them, and you will become complete. What would you do if someone were to send you bad wishes? Would you take them? If someone were to give you bad wishes, what would you do? Would you take them? Just consider, if you take those bad wishes, Would there be cleanliness in yourself? Bad wishes are something bad, are they not? If you take them into yourself, then there wouldn't be that cleanliness in yourself anymore, would there? If the slightest defect remains, you won't be able to become perfect. If someone gives you something that is spoilt, would you take it? If someone gives you some very beautiful but rotten fruit, would you accept it? Would you accept it or not? Or would you say, it is good, and you have given it? Whenever anyone gives bad wishes, do not let your mind imbibe those. You understand that those are bad wishes, and so do not take those bad wishes into yourself, for otherwise they would become a defect. So this year, and there are a few more days left of this old year, keep a determined thought in your heart. Even now, if there are any bad wishes for anyone in your mind, remove them. Then from tomorrow, only give blessings and receive blessings. Do you agree with this? Do you like it? Is it that you just like it, or are you also going to do it? You like it, but those of you who think that you have to do it, that no matter what happens, you have to do it, raise your hands. You have to do it. All the loving and cooperative souls who have come today, raise your hands. Those who have come for the first time. Acha, all of you are sitting in one line. Bapdada is congratulating all you loving and cooperative souls who have come. Because you are cooperative, you are also loving. However, today you have taken one more step and have come to the Father's home, that is, to your home. So congratulations for coming home, Acha. Do all you loving and cooperative souls who have come think that you will give blessings and receive blessings? Are you considering this? Do you have this courage? All the loving and cooperative souls who will maintain courage and receive help, raise your hands high. Acha. Then you will also become complete. Congratulations. If you are a regular godly student, even if you have come to meet Bapdada for the first time in this Brahmin life, and you consider yourself to be a Brahmin, a regular student, if you think you have to do this, then raise your hand. Will you give blessings and receive blessings? Will you do this? Are you teachers raising your hands? Those sitting in the cabin are not raising their hands. They think that they are constantly giving good wishes. You now have to do this. No matter what happens, maintain courage. Have this determination. If there is ever an influence of bad wishes, then give tenfold more blessings and finish that influence. Reduce the influence of one bad wish with tenfold good wishes, and you will then have courage. After all, it is you who incurs a loss. The other person gives bad wishes and goes away. But if someone imbibes those bad wishes, who experiences sorrow? The one who takes or the one who gives? The one who gives does experience sorrow, but the one who receives experiences greater sorrow. The one who is giving is careless. Today, Bapdada is especially telling you about his heart's desire. Bapdada has one desire for each of you children, whether you are from this land or from abroad, or even if you are a cooperative soul, because even the cooperative souls have received the introduction. Since you have received the introduction, you should also experience some attainment through that introduction. So Bapdada's desire is that every child continues to give blessings. Continue to accumulate as much as you want in your account of blessings, because however many blessings you collect and accumulate at this time, to that extent you will be able to give blessings to souls when you become worthy of worship. It isn't just at this time that you have to give blessings. You also have to give blessings to the devotees from the Copper Age onwards. So you have to accumulate such a stock of blessings. You are royal children, are you not? Bapdada sees each of you children as one who will become a king. You are no less, Acha. Was Bapdada's desire underlined? Those who have done this, raise your hands to show you have done this. Acha, do you remember that Bapdada gave you some homework to do within 6 months? Do you teachers remember? The new year will be beginning soon, and so this month Bapdada will see the result of your determined thought. The homework to be done in 6 months is separate, but Baba will see the result of this determined thought of 1 month. Is that all right? Teachers, is 1 month okay? Pandavas, is it okay? Acha. Those who have come to Madhaban for the first time, raise your hands. Very good. Bapdada always loves the new children. However, just as new leaves on a tree are loved very much by the birds, similarly Maya too loves the new children very much. Therefore, all of you new ones, check your newness. What newness did I bring about in myself today? What special virtue or what special power did I especially imbibe in myself today? If you continue to check yourself and make yourself strong and mature in this way, you will remain safe. You will remain immortal. So stay immortal, for you definitely have to claim an immortal status. Acha. To all you carefree emperors from all directions, to all the elevated souls who constantly stay in spiritual intoxication, to the intense effort-making souls who constantly continue to increase their accounts of accumulation of their treasures, to the elevated server children who serve in all three ways at the same time, Bapdada's love and remembrance, multi-million-fold love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of matter and make all your powers cooperate and work under your orders. The greatest servant of all is matter. The children who receive the blessing of being conquerors of matter have all the powers and matter working under their orders as their servants. They cooperate at any time of need. However, if instead of being a conqueror of matter, you waste your time by sleeping in carelessness, in the intoxication of having some temporary attainments, or being intoxicated in some dance of wasteful thoughts, then your powers cannot work under your orders. Therefore, first of all, check the main powers, the power to think, the power to decide, and the power of sanskars. Are all three in order? Slogan: continue to sing Bhaktada's praise and you will become an embodiment of virtues. Avyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Success is impossible without combined service. Let it not be that you go somewhere to do service and when you come back you say that Maya came, or that you had an off mood, or that you got upset. Therefore, underline this: success in service and the expansion of service is achieved with the combined service of oneself with others. Om Shanti.